Chapter 7. Sandra Asks Questions. It was a 15-minute bus ride home from the library. When Sandra entered her apartment, there was a message on her answering machine. "Hey there, Sandra. This is Brett Lawson. Hope you got home okay from your Bible study and learned lots. I talked to my brother and he would love for Matt to start tutoring. He wants to know if you'll start tonight. Just give him a call," he said, listing out his brother's phone number. "And let me know if you want help getting your car to the auto shop. See you around." He is so nice, Sandra thought with a whimsical smile. The first session with Matt began later that night. However, Sandra didn't get to meet Brett's brother. Instead, Matt's mum, Patty, brought him over, still wearing her high-heeled boots and smart grey suit. She looked very professional. A laptop computer was tucked under her arm. Matt resembled his mother, with a dark Mediterranean complexion and straight black hair. His chocolate brown eyes were filled with anxiety, so Sandra kneeled down to his level and told him about the great books she had for him to look at. "I have some about sharks," she told him excitedly, "and I have a really good one about cars. Have you seen the movie Cars?" "That's his favourite," Patty nodded. There was just a hint of a smile on Matt's face, so Sandra continued talking about the other books she knew little boys loved. However, Matt clung tightly to his mother's skirt until Tiger came over, and then his face lit up. "A kitty!" he exclaimed. "He just loves animals," his mum said. Tiger curled up in Matt's arms and purred loudly. From then on, Matt seemed to relax. They all took a seat in Sandra's living room, and Patty opened her laptop. "Do you mind if I do a little work?" she asked. "I'm so behind today." "Go right ahead," Sandra assured her, picking up a reading handbook from the coffee table. Believing in a balanced phonics approach to reading, Sandra began with a fun song to learn the alphabet, teaching Matt the sounds the letters make, as well as their names. Matt was soon clapping along and trying to join in. He hardly noticed when Tiger decided to find a more peaceful place to sleep. Teaching grades 7 and 8 had been a struggle for Sandra, as the difficult students had often taken advantage of her gentle spirit. However, younger children were usually won over by the warmth and friendliness she exuded. "Let's read Cars together, Matt," Sandra said near the end of the lesson. "You can read one word on each page, and I'll read the rest of the story." "I only have to read one word?" Matt asked, looking very pleased with the idea. It worked well. Matt wasn't overwhelmed by pages of words, and the story stayed exciting. His mum looked up from her computer. "I never thought of doing that," she said with surprise. "I always thought he had to read it all." When they finished, Matt's mother paid her $30 and asked if they could come over two nights a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. Sandra was more than happy to agree. In anticipation of Jessica's visit Thursday evening, Sandra read through the pamphlet she had been given. A strong case was made for the Bible being the inspired word of God, based on the advanced health laws given long before modern scientific discoveries of germs and bacteria, and the benefits of proper sanitation. There was also much to be said about archaeological finds, consistent detail from Genesis to Revelation, and a multitude of fulfilled Bible prophecies. By the time Jessica arrived, Sandra was examining the Bible she had been given with a new respect. When Sandra welcomed Jessica in, Tiger was right behind her. Jessica loved cats, so Tiger was again in luck. She scooped him up, saying, "Oh, what a gorgeous kitty." "Would you like a cup of tea?" Sandra asked, trying to remember how to be a good hostess. She hadn't hosted anyone since coming to Stirling. "That would be lovely," Jessica said. "For the middle of May, it's still fairly cool." Sandra agreed as she plugged in the kettle and opened the tea drawer. She was dismayed to discover that she didn't have a single bag of tea left. Maybe there would be some in a different cupboard. As Jessica caressed Tiger and remarked on his affectionate nature, Sandra anxiously opened bear cupboard after bear cupboard. There was simply no tea. "I'm sorry, Jessica," she confessed at last, opening the fridge. "I'm right out of regular tea. Do you like lemon and honey?" "That would be fine," Jessica smiled placidly. "In fact, a glass of cold water is all I drink at home. Just a glass of cold water would be lovely." Noticing that she was out of honey as well, Sandra was thankful Jessica had suggested water. She filled two glasses with ice cubes and cold water from the fridge. Jessica wandered into the living room area with Tiger still in her arms. Wow, you have a great view of the harbour, Jessica said. You must be on the same side as James. Sandra walked into the living room slowly, trying not to spill the water. James, she reiterated slowly. James who? Jessica nodded her thanks and took a seat on the couch. James Bryant. He's my fiancé's brother. We visited him here a couple of times. Peter has a brother named James, Sandra thought. This is interesting. Carefully setting both glasses under the coffee table in between them, Sandra sat down in a chair. I clean house for James, she said, and he lives right here in the manor. Which apartment? When Sandra relayed that it was apartment number 226, Jessica was very surprised. Why, that's James's apartment, Peter's brother, she exclaimed. Really? Sandra questioned. James is your fiancé's brother? Yes, Jessica smiled. He's tall and thin with dark hair and a flat-screen TV, Sandra added. That's right, Jessica nodded. How long have you been cleaning house for him? This was my second week. I thought you were a school teacher. Once again, Sandra went through her story. Jessica was very sympathetic to her plight. That's unfortunate, she said. This is an expensive place to live without a steady income. How have you found working for James? So far, so good, Sandra smiled. He seems like a nice guy. James is a nice guy, Jessica mused sadly, looking out the large windows. We love him a lot. Sandra noticed the look on Jessica's face and was perplexed. Why would Jessica be sad that Peter's brother is such a nice guy? She wondered. Then she remembered finding the orange flyer crumpled up in the garbage. It was the flyer advertising the Bible lecture that Peter and Jessica had attended. I came to the talk Sunday night because of an orange flyer that I found in James's apartment, Sandra relayed. You found that flyer in James's apartment? Jessica questioned with a wry smile. Yes, Sandra nodded. I found it on the floor. It looked rather interesting to me, and because it was lying by itself on the floor, I thought perhaps he had singled it out. So I left it on his desk with a message, but James never wrote anything back. The next day, I found it in the garbage. Jessica nodded, looking at Tiger and stroking him softly. Is James religious, like you and Peter? Sandra prodded. He does call himself a Christian, Jessica replied sadly. But he and Peter have had their differences. Okay, Sandra thought. Here we go. Two brothers, both tall, one lives here, and they've had some disagreements. Having been almost completely sure that Brett was the man she'd overheard in the courtyard, she reluctantly reviewed the case. Religious differences? She probed uneasily, hoping Jess would say no. She wanted to hold on to her theory that Brett was the man who cared. Jessica sighed, leaning back against the couch. It's a long story, she said. You see, Peter went through a rough stretch when he didn't want anything to do with God. When he was in his teens, his girlfriend died of cancer, right around the time when they had both become interested in religion and reading the Bible together. Oh, that's so sad, Sandra interrupted. Did you know Peter back then? I did, Jess said sadly. I knew both Peter and Verity, but they were in their late teens and I was only 8. So Peter is a lot older than you. Almost 10 years, Jess nodded. Were you friends with them? Sandra asked tentatively. I guess if you were only 8. I loved Verity back then, Jess smiled. They both used to come over to my place to talk to my dad about the Bible, so I saw them often, and I just adored Verity. She was so friendly and very kind to me. Sandra couldn't resist asking, what about Peter? With a slight blush, Jess laughed. Oh, I was rather shy around Peter. He was all grown up and, well, I guess I had a little girl's crush on him. He would try to talk to me, but I was much more comfortable with Verity. Were you upset when she died? Devastated. And then what happened? Peter went away. He moved to Australia as soon as he finished high school, and I didn't see him again until I was 18. He came back to be in his best friend's wedding, and that changed everything. He fell in love with you? No, Jess smiled ruefully, shaking her head. He hardly noticed me at first. But his brother James had a heart attack, and Peter stayed to help him recover and ended up living with my parents. That's how we got to know each other. Wow, Sandra said. That's quite a story.
It has been, Jess agreed.
It's a story with a happy ending now, she mused. For years, Peter was so bitter that God had let Verity die that he wanted nothing to do with him. But all through those years, he had a friend that never gave up on him. Actually, it was the fellow who gave the presentation that you came to.
You mean Thomas? Sandra clarified. That's right, Jessica nodded.
Thomas kept in contact with Peter all the time he was in Australia, trying to restore his faith in God and help him work through things. Finally, when Peter came over to be in his wedding, Thomas was able to help Peter sort through things and, well, forgive God, I guess.
And that was just a couple of years ago.
That's right, Jess agreed. It's been almost 2 years since Peter came back. It was all very interesting to Sandra, and she wanted to ask many more questions, but she especially wanted to know why James and Peter were having their differences. After all, she had a mystery to solve. So what's happened between Peter and James?
Jessica sighed deeply.
Well, you see, Peter is so thankful that Thomas never gave up on him that he has tried really hard to help James, but now he thinks he might have overdone it. James has refused to even talk about the Bible with him, and it's damaged their relationship.
It was all coming together.
Oh, dear, Sandra thought disappointedly. If it was Peter and James that I overheard, then James must be the brother who wouldn't listen. How can that be? James seems so nice. Looking over at Jessica hesitantly, Sandra decided to tell her about the conversation she'd overheard. She was more anxious than ever to know the truth. Surely Jessica would know.
Can I tell you something? She asked.
Of course, Jessica replied.
A couple weeks ago, Sandra began soberly, I overheard this argument between two brothers. I'd gone for a walk in the evening and was on my way back to the manor when I heard voices in the courtyard. The one brother was begging to show the other something from the Bible, something that he said was really important and that he could show him with only a few passages. But his brother wouldn't listen and said he had his own beliefs and that he was good with God and Jesus and that's all that mattered. And ever since then, I'd been hoping to find out who those two men were and what it was that the one brother wanted to share.
Jessica stroked the sleeping cat sadly.
And you think it might have been Peter and James? She pondered.
I don't know. What do you think? All I could see in the darkness, Sandra clarified, was that they were both tall. One was tall and thin, and the other had a heavier build.
It sounds like it could have been them, Jessica said.
Peter remarked just recently that without God's help, he feels it's an impossible situation. He said that James has shut the doors on any future discussions.
I guess it wasn't Brett that I overheard, Sandra concluded disappointedly.
And Peter must have been the compassionate man who was trying to reach out to his brother while James was the resistor.
Why? Why wouldn't James hear Peter out? He seems like a fairly nice guy. Why would he shut out his brother like that?
However, mixed with Sandra's dismay was the hope that if she had finally tracked down the voices, she might now find the answers she was seeking.
So, if it was them, Sandra surmised, would you have any idea what Peter wanted to share with James?
Jessica looked thoughtful for a moment or two.
I don't know for sure what it would be, she said. There could be a number of things.
That's okay, Sandra told herself. At least now I know who to ask.
But, Jess began, sounding enthusiastic, we were going to talk about the Bible tonight. So, why don't I tell you what I would love to tell James, and if it's different than what Peter was going to tell him, we can discuss that another time.
That's a great idea, Sandra agreed.